Can you cancel a gift that you made from your deathbed if you end up living after all? That was the life or death question in the case of the suffering sinner. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Oscar Peabody was never actually a criminal, but in the years before he turned 79, he certainly was not one of Watsonville's leading citizens. In his earlier days, the police would pick him up several times a month at Hogan's Bar, where he was trying to tear the place apart. These days, though, Oscar only stopped in at Hogan's on occasion. And on this particular occasion, Oscar became sick, very sick, and from his bed the next morning he summoned the doctor.
"Doc," he said, "I'm dying. I can feel it. Would you please send the Reverend over so that I may make peace before I go?"
Well, the Reverend came and visited with Oscar and, as a personal favor, ran a few errands for Oscar and cooked a few meals. Oscar was very grateful and summoned the Reverend to his bedside.
Reverend, you've been very kind to this dying man. As you know, I have a considerable amount of property and a good deal of money. I've decided to leave you half of my estate to do with as you like."
Well, in an attempt to soothe Oscar's fears, the Reverend said, "Oscar, you'll be up and about in a week. You'll regret this decision. Why don't you think about it for a week or two, and we'll talk about it then?" But Oscar had his attorney draw up papers endowing half of his estate to the Reverend Thompson. But just as the Reverend predicted, a week later, Oscar was up and about feeling just fine and regretting his decision. So he called the Reverend and told him he was canceling the papers. "Oh, no, you're not," said the Reverend. "You made a voluntary gift, and I intend to use it for the poor and needy." So Oscar sued in an attempt to block the gift. His attorney told the court, "Oscar thought he was dying and acted against his own interests in signing those papers. The relationship between a spiritual advisor and a man like Oscar is a confidential one. The law presumes that a transfer like this is made under undue influence, and that was the case here. Oscar should get his papers canceled and retain ownership of his estate." The Reverend's attorney argued, "A presumption can be overturned by the facts. The fact here is that Oscar made a free and voluntary gift, and he cannot get it back now." How did the court feel about Oscar's hasty gift? We'll find out in a moment. Can you cancel a gift from your deathbed if it turns out that you aren't dying after all? Yes, ruled an Arkansas appeals court. It's true that the law disfavors gifts to those in confidential relationships, but here, there was clearly no coercion or undue influence. Reverend Thompson didn't seek an endowment and even rejected it at first. Therefore, the legal presumption will not stand. The Reverend will not get to keep half of Oscar's money and property. It's a point of law.
In Nebraska, a handshake still means something. At Horgan Law, we treat our clients like neighbors, with honesty, integrity, and real care. Whether you're planning your estate or growing your business, you can count on us to stand by you through life's important moments. Choose Horgan Law and get a legal partner for the long run, right here at home. Horgan Law, we'll take care of you. Visit HorganLawFirm.com to learn more.